8:37 on the Mighty 690. I'm Shay Neal, filling in for James this week. Happy you're with us. Open line will start at 9 o'clock today. But we're joined now by, of course, our weekly conversation with Denise York of Coffeeville Reawakening. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good morning, Shay. I'm doing just great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And we have a couple of special guests in studio today. So why don't we let them introduce themselves?
Okay.
I am Wyatt Starnes.
My name is Dylan Oder.
Well, nice to meet you all.
Yeah, they've got a couple things to bring up here. I'll run through some of my stuff and then let them have the end of the program, right? Much time as they want.
That works.
I was going to talk first about our CanCycle Bike Share program. I know you've noticed the bicycles that are down on 8th and Walnut, and then we've got another group down at CCC campus. But we're going to have a relaunch next week because we have joined the CanCycle Bike Share program, and that's like 21 cities in the state of Kansas that all band together. So we're partnering with them, CanCycle and Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We're going to have the relaunch, and they have given us a bike code for free rides for 30 days. So if anybody wants to check out the bikes, it's bike CK23. Use that code for a free ride. Very cool. Like everybody to show up and get some exercise,
town. And if I remember correctly, there's two spots in Coffeeville to get those bikes, right?
Right. 8th and Walnut downtown, and then right on the CCC campus.
By the student union.
Yes. Yep. Right. And it's getting to be fall weather, so you want to get out there and ride your bike and bring your kids down on a Saturday. It's not a lot of traffic down there during the day. Absolutely. So, you know, come down, ride the bikes around town, look at the murals, you know, do something, but we want to use them, right, so we can you know, get them for another year. And then I wanted to call out Cedar Bluffs Bingo Night. That's coming up next Thursday, and if you haven't been, I mean, it's a great time. It's their fundraiser. They're doing a lot of great things out there at Cedar Bluff, and it's just a jewel for Coffeeville, the whole setting. And and then of course they're going to have their Fright Night.
Fright Night's coming up. They just sent out the flyers last week, I think it was.
Yeah, so they got two weekends on the Fright Night, and that's a huge moneymaker for them. So make sure that you support those guys and Cedar Bluff Camp. So, and then last of all, the Midland Theater I was going to bring up. Construction is progressing. We're a little bit behind, but, you know, I think that's just a sign of the times now. We've got a lot of reunions coming up in October that kind of want to take tours, and we want to participate in Spooktacular, and we are hosting the Kansas Historic Theater Association in October on the 25th, so that'll be a great time to have other historical theater people in town. They're going to look and see what we've been doing to ours, and you know, just kind of introduce them to the first part of the Midland Theater being open.
Yeah.
So, and then the events that we have for Midland, I'm going to turn that over to Wyatt since he's on our event committee and he can update you on the movies and everything.
Well, hello. Yes. So we've got our outdoor movie night coming next Saturday, the 16th of September. It's a great time. The kids love it. The families love it. We got a lot of people coming down for it, which is great. We'll have bounce houses. We're showing Shrek. I don't know if anyone remembers Shrek, but that is like one of my favorite childhood movies. I've watched all four, however many there are of
iconic
them. Iconic best movies around. So that'll be fun to watch those again. Usually we get started around 7 o'clock, and the movies will start at dusk, so just as the sun's kind of gone down. But yeah, bring it out. It's a free event for everyone. We just love having everyone downtown, kind of having that sense of community and watching movies again right outside of the Midlands. So it's a great time.
And it works out perfectly because starting next week, the weather's starting to go down a little bit. So I'm sure more people will be willing to be outside for a couple hours and not be sweating all the time.
So. I know we'll be more apt to be outside. Yeah. We canceled our one, what was it, last week? Because of the heat. So we're excited to have like our technical first movie night this year. So it'll be great. And I think that's all I have on the event side of things. Not a whole lot going on other than what Denise brought up, so I'll pass it right along.
All right. Yeah. So we, not to be in competition with you guys.
But yeah. Yeah. No pressure on who you pick to go to.
Exactly. So next Saturday, we have our annual Ducks Unlimited banquet for the Coffeyville DU chapter. And doors open at 5 o'clock. Start dinner probably around 6. We've got events for kids. And we usually do a big Green Wing raffle. That's anybody 16 and under. They get to, when they come in, they get a ticket, and they will, you know, they'll leave with something. So it's a great time, and it's all for, you know, supporting Ducks Unlimited and their efforts. We've got a big DU project going on out in Western Kansas, Cheyenne Bottoms, and then there's also a big project going on up at Elk City Lake. So all those funds are made to, you know, help the conservation efforts of KDWP, Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and just nationwide. There's a lot that goes on. So,
well, not to put you on the spot, but uh-huh. what's going on in Elk City Lake? What's the project that you have?
So they've been working on, I know they've been working on a large marsh project to try and, you know, help sustain some of the duck population in the area when they come through and when they go back. So this isn't where they stop normally. There's some that might hold up here, but they still need to have, you know, food and place to rest as they're going back and forth between the summer and breeding zones and all that. So, and their winter area.
Are there tickets?
Yes, we've got tickets. You can contact me anytime, or you can, you know, give me a shout at the bank. I'm over at Commercial Bank with Wyatt, and give me a call there. Or you can go out onto ducks.org and follow the events page, and you can purchase tickets online. We will have tickets as well at the door. So it's going to be at the Shrine Barn on Saturday. Doors open at 5 o'clock.
Great. Well, for people that are maybe wanting a little bit more information about it or have a couple questions, how can people get a hold of you?
You can call me on my cell, 620-515-5761, or you can shoot me an email, dylanoder@gmail.com.
Great.
So. You can come to the movie afterwards, though, right?
Absolutely. I plan on it.
Can't miss that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, thank you guys so much for being here today. We appreciate it. Excited to catch up and excited. I mean, all the stuff we're talking about is exciting. I mean, I talked to Candy Westbrook yesterday about new hiking trails and stuff like that. And I think being motivated to do cardio outside is so much more easier than doing cardio inside.
Oh gosh, yes.
So I'm excited about that, and of course, all I've heard since I moved out here is about the Midlands. So I'm very, very excited that we're taking steps in that direction. So,
and with the bikes, you know, we can get on those walking and biking trails. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I want to see how long they are.
I know. Well, and it's so much easier to, you know, if you go on to be motivated to do like a 6-7 mile trail if you have a bike rather than, you know, like I got to get through all this on foot. So, well, thank you guys so much for being in. We do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you.
We have open line starting next on the Mighty 690. Get your calls in 620-251-6909. We'll be back after this.